We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick will join us in a few minutes. Bob still, man, a lot of talk with Sean Payton and, you know, certainly him walking away
from the Saints.
We don't want to say retirement because, you know, he'll eventually get back in and just kind of the shockwaves across the NFL. I'll tell you one thing. I've done enough shows in a morning to sink a good boat on it from, you know, what will happen quarterback-wise, everything else. But I think, Bob, we can all agree on this. They have a championship-style defense.
Without a doubt.
There are some pieces there you're going to have to think about with trying to get a money deal done with Kwon Alexander, or are you really satisfied with Pete Werner? And you deal with Marcus Davenport. And what happens with Marcus Williams? Because, again, because
there's a market for him.
That's a huge market for Marcus.
A top five safety.
But I think we all it all comes down to this. What can happen at the quarterback position? Because that's where you're going to, you know, kind of make or break your football team.
Well, wouldn't you say right now, though, it might be status quo? And, Mike, it's way too early to predict. But when the schedule came out, I don't know when we were going to play our home and away games, but looking having to play the AFC North, we were talking about Joe Burrow coming to the Dome. I'd say even with Sean Payton, that Mike, I think it would still be a great achievement because I think where our offense is, I don't know about Michael Thomas was going to have it, but still be like a 9-8 type team. It's not like them days, I think, right now with our Drew Brees, as far as, because, oh, we're going to get 11 wins. We'll get 11 wins, if not 12 or 13. We're not there right now.
Yeah, because the pieces are there on defense. And if Will Lutz comes back healthy on special teams, you have the kicker, the punter, the return game.
We have a top five special team.
No question about it. And to me, you got a top five or six defense.
Yeah.
Again, you didn't get to see your first round pick this year. He was sort of in the witness protection agency. But and then Passano gets hurt also. So you have those elements coming back.
And we finished strong with number of sacks. We always say, boy, can you get in the high 40s? And they did. We didn't think they had because they had
they
a
got
late
45,
run.
So yep. that was there. And this unit with Mickey and Kai Harley have shown that they can be very creative financially to work around deals. I think, again, it goes back to the quarterback position. You're going to have to redo your wide receiver spot. And what happens up front along the offensive line. But, you know, I could say that about a lot of teams in the NFL,
right.
Basically 90% of them. Like with Cincinnati, you know what they need to get.
Offensive line.
I think you need another guy along the defensive line and some secondary help at the cornerback position. I mean, they paid Trey Williams $12 million last year. Trey is sitting on the bench, and Eli Apple is playing
for
Cincinnati. So everybody's got things, but I think we've seen in the past Kai and Mickey working together to create room that you can go out and get a few players here and there. But I think the big thing is draft day. I'm still a big believer that's how you got to build your football team. But at quarterback, you're going to have to go outside the building.
Yeah, but Mike, don't you think they might roll the dice and then you think Jameis is going to rehab his knee and give another opportunity? I don't know, financial-wise, I still think the Saints are in the driver's seat there. As far as, and Jameis is familiar with the offense, we mentioned the Steelers.
Yeah, but
could be a possibility.
With supply and demand, though, and I don't know Winston is looking for,
right,
financially. But supply and demand tells you, look at the quarterback crop coming out. And, okay, and there are going to be a few guys available via a trade that Jameis is going to have some value.
Right,
now,
right,
it depends
not enough quarterback
financially,
yep,
on what you're going to want, but he's going to have some value, Bob, I'm telling you. And it won't be just one team.
Well,
it won't be just one.
Yeah, because there's 32 teams, Mike, at best, they got 10 to 12 teams that are always looking for a quarterback. I'm not talking about a franchise quarterback. I'm talking about, like for instance, you view Kirk Cousins as a starting quarterback. You know, you look at a number of guys, even Tannehill, the poor game he had. You still view him like in that top 15, top 20.
But he's going to be back next. But Tannehill's going to be back.
But what I'm saying,
but
then when you got the bottom 12,
that's the shuffle.
You're always looking for a quarterback. And, Mike, when you look at, like, Sean Payton and what you were expecting of him, I think it was kind of like, well, we got a little bit extra lanyard when you look at NFL history and even Saints history as far as coaching to last basically a decade and a half. It's unbelievable. He was only behind Bill Belichick as far as longest tenured coaches. And when you look at it, Jeff Duncan put this together. The average tenure for an NFL head coach, Mike, it's not even 3.5 years. This is NFL history, 3.2 years. The average tenure for the nine Saints head coaches who preceded Sean Payton was 4.3. So 4.5 years. And, Mike, he lasted 16.
And other than Jim Mora, none of them had much on the
right,
resume.
Right.
I mean, you know, I do give Hazelate a little bit of credit here.
Well, he just got fired by the Titans, yeah, the linebacker coach, right?
And that's not a surprise. There had been some rumblings. He didn't maybe get along with certain elements.
With Vrabel?
With certain people there.
Because he's a defensive coach, Mike.
Yeah, he's a linebacker's coach. And right. I think he's better in a small group than being a coordinator or a head coach.
Right.
But, you know, he had this team in the 500 mark and a playoff team in year one.
And they had more injuries than the Saints. They had the most injuries in NFL history.
With the Titans? Oh, absolutely. I was talking about when he was with the Saints.
Okay, I got you. But Mike, how about this even? When you look at, like, coaching tenures, great coaches, you don't realize. Look at the Super Bowl trophies named after him. You know how long Vince Lombardi lasted in Green Bay?
Nine years.
And they remember, he went to the Redskins before you know it, and he was out.
And he passed away. Oh,
okay, yeah. The great Bill Walsh, you know, West Coast offense. The offensive genius. He's probably the first offensive genius when we label that. He was 10 years in San Francisco. You look at Jim Moore, was the longest coach, like I said, but he couldn't make it through his 11th season before he quit that 1996 season. But you just look at what we think, a football fan, what do you think of Vince Lombardi and Bill Walsh? Mike, 9, 10 years, that's why whoever's even going to be the next coach.
That's some big moccasins to feel, Hoss.
Yeah, you don't want to be the man to replace the man. But the next guy, if he lasts a decade, you would say, boy, he must be doing a real good job. Because you know how everyone, I don't know how Ms. Gale would be with the patients. Like, okay, I Mike, because you see owners now, you know, is that no 2 or 3 years? If things aren't going well after 1 year, and then two, then you're gone.
Okay, because all these owners today, they're not millionaires. They billionaires with a B. And so they made their money a little bit different way. Years ago, that wasn't quite the case. And so you would get a little bit of extension with a coach. But today, man, with the one money that they have, what? I'll pay him off and we'll just get another coach.
What I'm worried about, and I can see this happening, because Sean Payton's not retiring. Mike, he's not going to die coaching. He's not a lifer. Like
no,
going
he's not a
70s.
Lifer. He's made that known.
But he's not 68. He's 58. So if you look at who mentor and who you associate with, so you look at Bill Parcells and John Gruden. Bill Parcells stayed 3 or 4 years, Jets, Giants, Dolphins, Dallas, you know, whatever it might be. What I'm worried about what could happen, I'd rather him stay in the TV booth and do an outstanding job, that being Sean Payton.
And be like Bill Cowher. How many times has Bill Cowher's name got brought up after he left the Steelers?
Bill Cowher, Mike.
And he stayed.
John Gruden was on Monday Night Football for a decade.
Then, 10 years.
And all of a sudden, the Raiders give him $100 million. Look at John Madden. He never came back.
Never got
to
back
coaching.
In it. So, John actually came on this show years ago. Buddy D and I were doing this show, and he said he had been offered 15 head coaching jobs.
Yeah,
and turned them all down. Well, said, I'm not interested.
Well, I don't think Sean's going to coach like he said this year. But 2023, 2024, I don't know. I just, damn it, I don't want him going to the Cowgirls. I don't want him going to Dallas. But Jerry Jones might be so desperate. Boy, you're talking about a hot seat. It'd be interesting to see. You let Dallas lay an egg again. Boy, Sean might be the first $20 million a year coach or something.
And we talked about this years ago, and over the last few months also, that with all the money that's being spread around college football now, you have a $10 million coach at LSU, and you can kind of go on and on, that these agents all kind of connect together and say, wait a minute, you know, how come I'm not getting that? You know, I'm a pro coach. That college coach is getting it. So agents are going to use that card a lot of different ways. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Christian Garrick will join us in a few minutes. Bob, let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We'll go to Mike in Mid-City. Mike, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
All right, sir.
All right, Mike.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Bob. Yeah, I'll be the first one to say that, we could put a satchel up there, Sean Payton over there by the Superdome. Okay, sad thing about that is, you know, for us to put statue up there and you wind up coaching in Dallas.
No, we definitely could tear it down then.
We might have to wait a little while for that statue.
You know, but I'm leaning more to getting offensive
head coach?
Yeah. And, you know, I really think the battle is going to be for Kansas City.
Would Eric Bieniemy?
Yeah, Bieniemy. Because Chicago have hired the former player personnel, made him out the GM. And, you know, the first thing he's going to probably do is go after Bieniemy. You know, and, you know, I think that we could easily be in the running for Bieniemy. I think he'll be the best fit. He's young.
New Orleans ties, you know.
He actually came to two of our Louisiana line camp.
Oh, wow.
Because there was a host of Kansas City
Chiefs
coaches that came, and Eric was one of them. So, man, you know, Eric, you know, first time you meet him, he's a short, stocky guy. But, man, you could tell. He's got a real sharp mind for football.
No, and the thing is, you might say, well, it's Andy Reid's offense. But Andy Reid came out and said, no, Eric Bieniemy's calling the plays.
And there's a give and take there.
Right.
During the week that we don't get to see.
Like a game plan.
And Sean do, along with when he had Drew Brees. Mike, thanks so much for the call, bud. We appreciate it. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, ESPN senior insider Chris Martinson. I see Chris every summer. He's there at the Manning Passing Academy. And so, Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, guys. I think they call me senior.
Senior. Hey, listen, as long as it pays you a little bit more money, that's all good. That's all good, Chris. Chris,
you get the extra bucks for the extra senior.
Yeah. How surprised were you with the announcement? I know it kind of hit the weekend. But you've covered the Saints for that period of time, and you, Sean, when he was out in Dallas as an assistant coach. But, man, you know, that 16 years is a long tenure in the NFL, a long ride. And we sort of knew eventually it would come to an end, maybe not this quick. But your thoughts early on about Sean Payton leaving the Saints, and your early thoughts on, you know, is it going to be Dennis Allen to be his successor?
Well, first of all, I was definitely not shocked, and I would say I was not surprised, because there's been this talk behind the scenes for about a month that Sean was contemplating this action, getting, you know, just stepping away for a bit, stepping away for a year. No strategy of, oh, try and go get another job right away. I need to step back. So that's kind of been there, I think, with, you know, incredibly, I'm talking about from credible people, that this was, has been on Sean's mind for a while. And I thought his press conference, as you know, was extraordinary. It was great. That was authentic, transparent. And I think that, you know, there have been other coaches, certainly, and he's close to Bill Parcells, but I haven't talked to Bill about this, but, you know, Parcells always needed a break. Sometimes it was for health reasons, sometimes just to give yourself a mental break. And it just felt like, you know, it's not, I don't think it's because Drew Brees is no longer there. I think there's just a lot of different things that stress you out as a coach, and sometimes just stepping away, taking a deep breath, looking at the world from a different view, can be very healthy. And that's kind of what I think on Sean. As far as Dennis Allen goes, first of all, I think he's the most underrated head coach candidate out there. And I think, and I'm not saying he's the best, but he should be in the talk on all these jobs. And so I guess I'm telling you, you know, I believe that when, after the Saints go through their process, I'd be surprised if Dennis Allen wasn't offered the job. But they have to go through a process. That's necessary.
Right.
And I don't know how, you know, Gail Benson is thinking. I don't know how Mickey Loomis is thinking. But that's one heck of a football coach who's had some head coaching experience. And, you know, when Sean was away the one game, you know, what struck me about Dennis in that situation was just how in command he was on the sideline of all the little management issues that go with being a head coach. He had complete control,
right,
of every situation when you saw him.
Now, you know, Chris, you mentioned Parcells, and I'd be surprised if Sean Payton, he won't share this with the public, but had that conversation or call, because I think, you know, when the timing's right, I think it's better to leave when everyone loves you until you're getting fired and they're running you out of town. Now, with that being said, I mean, what Sean Payton has done, the stability he's brought, the culture speaks volumes. But when you just look at Bill Parcells, what, he rarely stayed in one place longer than 3 or 4 years. And I know how much he respects Parcells. And even him talking with Gruden, look at Gruden, was what, Monday Night Football for a decade. Then he got the big deal with the Raiders. So if you looked in a crystal ball, Chris, what do you see Sean? What if he's really good on TV and he likes it, kind of like John Madden, and never comes back to coaching? Or do you think he'll want to scratch that itch maybe after a couple of years? I know money talks, but I would not be surprised that you know, he wants to take a little break this year, but it might be before he's back in the fold, or an opportunity maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, considering, because Sean's not going to forget how to coach. And, you know, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. So I just think Sean can have his cake and eat it too right now.
Yeah, I could see both scenarios. You know, John Madden, John Gruden, kind of mixed in here. Of course, it's, you know, we know that Sean and John Gruden are friends too. But by the way, stepping away from this league is a good thing. But if you're going to do it in the broadcast booth, you can take more shots in the broadcast booth.
Right.
But here's the thing about it is, you know, if Sean decides to go into broadcasting. And I'm not a CEO of one of those networks or the guy who would hire. I mean, you do realize he's probably going to make twice as much as he did as a head coach. I mean, the going rate for that, if they consider you elite, let's just say they consider you elite, then you have a chance to make close to $20 million a year.
Well, look what they paid Tony Romo, right, Chris? I mean, come on.
They're paying him about 17, 18
right.
a year. But I mean, I think Sean would be held in the highest esteem. You know, this, you know, he's had little guest appearances, and mostly, obviously, I realize they're
you know, at a desk during the playoffs when he's not
right.
When he seems not in the playoffs. But he's shown a lot of promise. Everybody knows his knowledge. Don't think he has a filter that everybody needs a filter, but I don't think he has a filter that's going to be feel so guarded. I don't know if they'd do that right away, but if there's two networks that said we want you, guess what? Who has leverage?
Yep. That's when the money talks.
So if you get in that seat now, the network's going to want to say, hey, if you're only doing this for 1 year, then, you know, we don't want to go down this road with you. I would say that this would, but, you know, if it's three to four or five years, I think a network would do that and then go back and coach or just make a decision. Hey, I'm happy doing what I'm doing.
Chris, the modern day look at that is Bill Cowher. Look how many times he was kind of connected either one way or another to jobs.
Like the rumor mill.
And he stayed. You know, he has stayed at CBS.
Yeah, and you know, my understanding, I don't want to speak for Bill, but my understanding was really there was only one. After he worked for the Rooney family,
right?
He did. When he stepped away, I think that, you know, yeah, he found that life was good. I mean, there's something to be said for living life, not being a head coach.
And you're not stressed out.
not as much stress. The other thing is, I think there was only one job that he would have taken, would have wanted, which is the New York Giants.
Yep.
And that's the one job that never really presented itself to him. But then they got too far down the road, and I think he was very comfortable doing what he was doing.
Now, Chris, when you look at it, because Sean's a workaholic, just a coach in general, and, you know, whether you're assistant or not, you got to be like a military brat. You're going north, south, east, west, whatever the opportunities. So you have to have a special lady who you're married to and has a new wife, and, you know, when you, I don't know, you're coming home at midnight and you're back in the office at 7 a.m. I don't know. You still could be at a high level on TV and work maybe 20 to 30% of the time compared to a head coach in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, listen, the TV job requires a lot of prep, but, you know, the travel would take place on, you know, likely on a Friday. And
right.
Depending on whether you're doing Sunday or Monday, and you're back. And yeah, you prep for it, but it's not ever going to be at that level. Now, I do think that head coaches in this league, for the most part, put in hours that are unnecessary.
Right, right. Because they're paranoid. Did we cover this over and over and over again?
Yeah, no, listen, but I've heard that from coaches I know who have been very successful. And then some of the time is just, but Joe Gibbs, who's one of the very greatest coaches ever. I mean, he drove his staff nuts. And we're talking about one of the greatest men I know, because he didn't start working until like 10 o'clock or midnight at night. You know, he would do, they'd do the job during the day, but his defensive coordinator,
Richie Pettibone.
He and his staff were gone by 9 o'clock every night, and the offensive staff would just sit there, you know, waiting for Joe to say, "Okay, let's start." And it was a really funny story, but some of it was unnecessary. A lot of it was.
So Chris, what do you think? Like, because you know the Rooney Rule and the potential hires and who Mickey's familiar with. Now he just left, but the players think highly of him. Aaron Glenn. He ended up being the defensive coordinator for the Lions. But to me, if he would be an opportunity to be a head coach, then I think Dennis Allen may be going somewhere else. But what is your take on maybe opportunities for a guy like Aaron Glenn?
Yeah, I mean, based off the chatter, his day is coming. Now, he didn't get on this interview circuit for the most part, right?
Right.
So, So I think his day is coming. If they were comfortable with Aaron, then that would be fine. I mean, and then Dennis would not be there. But, Aaron definitely is a guy that, he's going to be a head coach in this league. I'll be surprised if he's not a head coach in this league.
Chris, I agree with you. You hear the guys that have played for him and coached with him. And they praise him to the highest level that,
players coach
one day he's going to be a head coach.
The players coach and they respect him. That's why it was a win-win. When they went from Aaron Glenn to Chris Richard, it was like a win-win for the secondary. But you know why they really respect? I've heard a number of players say this, Chris, is that because, man, he's not telling them to do something that he didn't do.
He's a former, long-time player in this league.
A Pro Bowl player. Yep. I mean, so they respected that.
I always, I don't have to be that delicate when I say this, but I always think players, and myself, from my own point of view, and I did not play pro football. I was a great, great junior varsity high school football player, guys. the average junior varsity high school football player. I lost my spleen to the sport. Anyways, I will say this. I don't know how a coach can really be everything you want if he hasn't put on the pads and played the game at some point. He doesn't have to play in the NFL. It's nice if he has played in the NFL.
Right.
But, you know, just that he's played. I mean, like, you know, you got to be able to see the game through the eyes of a player. And like I said, it doesn't have to be that he played a high-level, sustainable level in the NFL. It can be he just played college ball. He played high school football and all that stuff.
But you look at Vrabel, I mean, with the Titans. I mean, a lot of respect there.
All I know is every time I see Mike on the sidelines, and I know how big he is, I always think, that's the last guy I would ever want to get in a one of those cage matches.
In a fight with.
Yeah.
Chris, real quick, and we certainly appreciate your time. I know it's less than a week, but your thoughts on what will happen with Aaron Rodgers. We saw what happened last offseason, and now, you know, you see how it ended with him. What do you think happens with Aaron for 2022?
Does he stay in Green Bay because that might be his best option if he's trying to win another Super Bowl?
Well, I'm of that mindset. And by the way, I have no idea what he's going to do. I'm of the mindset that if it's about winning a Super Bowl, then Green Bay is a logical place. And that whole thing about their $48 million over, listen, as their general manager, Brian Gutekunst, said, we can move money around. We can handle
exactly. The same thing with the Saints with money management.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have cash flow, and every team right now has cash flow because it's coming in pretty good, you can do these things. It just feels like Packers take care of business with Devontae Adams and Aaron's coming back, or take care of business with both of them. And it just feels like that's the place. He had a good year, was in a good place there. And then the other thing is, you know, if he left, I do believe the Denver Broncos are the spot, because that's a good football team, ready to win. He has some Colorado connections. If it's just a matter of, I want to go someplace else and try. By the way, they still have control over where his destination is because of trades. I mean, he has no trade clause, but they're not. It's like with Brett Favre. They didn't trade Brett to the Minnesota Vikings. Brett played the game with the Jets for 2 years, and he said, okay, now I'll get you. I mean, we'll sign up with the Vikings.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, we always enjoy the conversation.
Same here, guys. Hope you're doing well.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Mortensen, man, longtime senior insider for the NFL, for ESPN, just does a great job. We get to spend a little time together at the Manning camp every year. He's a regular, Chris Mortensen. Thanks so much, Chris. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this break. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTillia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bobby, you got a text you want to read.
We got a rocket science here. Rocket scientist here. This is from 8762. Hebert, coaches retire all the time. Who cares about Sean Payton? A lot of people do. Maybe you don't because you don't know football, but who cares about Sean Payton retiring? Y'all acting like the world's coming to end. He's washed up. Washed up? Dude, what are you freaking talking about? Washed up. Just watch, because 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. Just watch the market if Sean was out there. So you don't know. You're just a Sean Payton hater. You don't know what you're talking about.
All righty. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. We're going to go to Olivia in Baton Rouge. Olivia in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hi, Bobby and Mike. So I just want to say thank you to Sean. I think he's great. And I also have a quick question and comment. And first of all, my personality is like Coach Yost's daughter from Remember the Titans. Anyway, so okay, I'm okay with the Saints promoting within because I think we have some great coaches that have earned, you know, their way there. But nobody's talking about Byron Leftwich. Okay, he was the offensive coordinator with Tampa and with Tom Brady. So if it's not with the Saints, do you think he has potential to be an NFL coach?
Yeah, I think Jaguars. They're very close. I know him and his agent, they're talking to Jacksonville Jaguars.
And that's where he played.
So
that
football.
Makes sense, but as far as this
And two, you got to remember, they got a young stud quarterback in Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
And so
that would be great.
You want somebody and Chris brought it up, that has played that position. Byron was a big-time college player, had injuries the NFL. But I think that would be a good fit for him. Now, I'd want to see who his defensive coordinator would be. He'd have to hire somebody with some experience. But I think you're going to see Byron Leftwich in Jacksonville as the new head coach.
Now, Mike and Olivia, my preference, I would take Eric Bieniemy over Byron Leftwich. Because consistent. Look at the coaching tree and what they actually accomplished. Well, maybe if Byron Leftwich was coaching Pat Mahomes, he might have the same success as Andy Reid and the Chiefs with Eric Bieniemy. Now, Eric Bieniemy, I think that would be a candidate. His name's always thrown out there. Now, Mike, I don't know if he's not a good interview or what, but it's been since the Chiefs have been relevant. Mike, isn't his name always in the conversation?
Always in the conversation.
The last 2 or 3 years.
Always in the conversation. He just hasn't landed one. But you got 9 openings this year. You got 9 openings this year.
And usually it's like 6, 7, or 8. Now 9.
Now it's 9. So, but I do think, to answer your question, Leftwich is going to get that spot, and I think it'll be in Jacksonville. So thanks so much for the call, Olivia. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this break here on the Big 870. We're finishing up here in hour number one of the sports talk segment here, and we're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Big Cheesy and Metri. Big Cheesy in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
How y'all doing?
All right, Big Cheesy.
Hey, Big Cheesy.
I have a lot to talk about. I don't believe Sean Payton press conference yesterday. I think you guys are lying to us a little bit. I think you guys.
So you think he's going to go coach Dallas this year? What do you think, Big Cheesy?
No, sir. I don't think. I think when his contract is over with the New Orleans Saints in 2024, I think that's when he's going to Dallas. I think the next couple of years, Bobby. I think right now. Jameis Winston is more key than he was last year. I also think you need to keep your staff you have now. I don't believe in Dennis Allen, but I do believe in Pete Carmichael, and I believe in his play calling.
That's right, Big Cheese. You make a great point. Big Cheese, you make an unbelievable point. Let me tell you. All I know is Double D, DeMario Davis, and all that. Mike, they trust Dennis Allen.
All the veteran players, it's Jenkins, Davis, Marcus Williams, Quan Alexander, Cam Jordan.
They trust what he does defensively. And then Big Cheesy, you know how you're saying about Pete Carmichael? It ain't his first rodeo. Now, he might be an introvert. You never could have maybe the position, the swagger to be a head coach. But as far as calling plays, the Bounty Gate year, we were number one in the NFL. No, Drew was the quarterback. Sir. So
Let me ask you this. Do Sean Payton leave if he's coaching the Los Angeles Rams, San Francisco 49ers, Oakland Raiders, any other big market team? Do he leave? Yes or no?
No, hell no. Ain't no way he's leaving. If we had Matthew Stafford on the Saints right now, he wouldn't be leaving.
Or if you was with the Chargers and you had Justin Herbert.
Yes. Yeah.
I say this. The oldest head coach in the NFL right now is Bill Parcells, right?
Bill Belichick.
Yes. Yeah.
Bill Belichick. I'm sorry, Bill Belichick. I do not see him enduring 4 more years of losing. Not making it to the Super Bowl in the AFC, or not making it to the AFC Championship. I think when Sean Payton comes back, he's going to be the highest paid coach in the NFL, well deserved, coaching for the Dallas Cowboys. Is that impossible?
No, hell no, that ain't impossible. I think now I would hate it. Come on, I hate the Cowgirls. Right. I hate Dallas. No, I would. I mean, now I think that's maybe 2 or 3 years down the road. Like you said, then if his contract is over, then Mike, the compensation.
Why not get compensated for it now? Like, why are we procrastinating when we already know?
But wait, how are you going to get compensation for Sean Payton if he doesn't coach again until his contract runs out? You can't.
You can't get anything.
No, but now if he would leave while he's still under contract with the Saints.
Then you get compensation.
You better give some number one draft picks.
And that would be the end of the 2024 season.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Big Cheesy. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. Christian Garrick will be joining us at 5 o'clock. And so, hey, we got a news break right here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.